understand the fire. So I think we've all taken the initiative just because of, you know, we're trying to accomplish something, kind of get ourselves rolling. So, you know, we're on a downward spiral right now as far as where we want to be. So we're trying to make it all happen as quickly as possible.
Do you think the team has all the components needed to be a playoff team?
I think we're very capable. We have to just commit ourselves each and every night. You know, I think we're putting more of an effort on the defensive end, but more of a focus and an effort, I guess, on the defensive end. And it's just something you have to consistently work on, consistently do. You know, we have to consistently help each other rebound. You know, it's unacceptable we're not trying to be the top five rebounding team in the league, but we're definitely capable of rebounding. We have a lot of guys who can get at least five boards a night. And, you know, we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to help those big guys each and every night get on the glass. And when we do that, I think the offense will take care of itself. We're very good. We have a lot of guys that are very good in transition. You know, Marcine is very good at running in transition against big. So, you know, we just have to take care of that stuff, which will, in essence, make everything easy on the other end.
Once the team gets a better cohesion, do you feel like that you guys will run a little bit more and be quicker than you're at right now?
You're talking to a guy who played on the East Coast, so
right.
It's pretty fast. So,
okay.
And from what I hear, that I guess we can play faster. I mean, you definitely want to put the pressure on teams and get up and down the court, because that's what we do. You know, Steve pushes the pace, and Grant definitely can get up and down the court. So we have a lot of transition shooters. We have a lot of guys who can get to the basket and make plays. We just have to do it. You know, and you can't do that when the team is putting the ball in the basket each and every time. I mean, you can, but, you know, it's not as easy.
The offensive rebounds as well, right? I mean, it's tough to run when you're.
That's what I'm saying. If a team's putting the ball in the basket every play, or shoot 12 out of 14 times, you know, a clip, you know, it's going to be hard to run. So then our half court offense has to be perfect, particularly when you put yourselves in a bind. So, you know, we're conscious of it, and, you know, we have guys that have made a commitment to, you know, just all wanting to do better, and that's a good sign.
Do the kind of guys or personalities that you have on this team, does that lend itself to building chemistry pretty quickly?
Yeah, it is. I mean, when you're a new guy coming into a team and you're accepted with open arms, and of course it makes it easy. I've been around and played against, you know, these guys. I've known Grant, known Steve for a long time. You playing against Josh and, you know, playing against these guys is one thing. And I think me coming in, asking questions, talking to these guys, made it easier on the other end. You know what I mean? Because you always have that moment when you come in, it's like, okay, I don't know how. Sometimes you go and talk to guys, he just doesn't want to talk back because he doesn't feel, you know, it's that moment. But it's this, we're in the middle of the season. We're trying to, like I said, we're trying to move forward. We're trying to learn each other on the go. So, you know, you kind of put all that awkwardness aside, and it really wasn't my thing. I just come in and just say, you know, I've actually, you know, worked out with Hakeem in the summers. You know these guys, and I come in, I was asking questions from the beginning. So I'm like, well, this guy's a motor mouth. But there again, it's one of them to feel comfortable. You know that I'm trying to learn it and get on board and get the ball rolling. So, you know, I think it all worked out.
I know you've had plenty on your own plate, but have you paid much attention to what's going on with the Lakers? And, you know, they have their own issues. Some of them even similar to what you guys are talking about.
Honestly, I haven't. You know, I just he didn't even know hit his hair. I haven't really had a chance to. Like I said, it's a lot going on. You know, you see on highlights that they're not doing well or whatnot. But as far as that, no.
It's a little bit of a long news. But yesterday, Coach talked about the final 5 minutes of the Sacramento game, the defensive breakdown.
Yeah, that's old news, man. Let's not talk about old news. Go ahead.
Any thoughts, anything you take away from that?
Well, first and foremost, of course, you get a few rebounds. You limit them a few offensive rebounds. We hit a few shots. I think that helps, you know, because for the shots that we miss, regardless of if they're rolling, if they hit 12 or 14, scored 12 and 14 possessions, if we're scoring as well, we still have a lead. You see what I'm saying? So it was a little bit of both. I think we just kind of lost our composure. We lost our defensive edge, and they just took advantage of it. You know, a team like that, particularly a young team, if you give them confidence and they believe in the fourth quarter, it's like, hey, we're right there. Anything can happen, you know, and I think that's what happened. It's like we were trying our best. I mean, we were still fighting, but you can see it in the way they were playing in that last, particularly the last 2 minutes. I mean, they were just scrapping, fighting for loose balls, hitting and one shots, falling down. I mean, just it was all going against us after a while.
Is this a team, just culturally, when you sit down and you watch that film, where guys getting called out by him, he didn't
I mean, no. I mean, this. I mean, I think, my opinion. I don't think you accomplish anything like that. It's like what we didn't do. You know, it's not one play or anything like that. You know, for myself, I mean, I kicked myself. I was a step or two off of Cappy on that three. Yeah, he shot it from a couple of feet behind. But if I'm a little closer, maybe he doesn't shoot that shot. And you know, if he did, he maybe doesn't make it because of my hand is a little closer in his face or whatnot. So, I mean, we had defensive breakdowns, but in all, you know, we still have to defend. We still have to find a way. We still have to rebound. And I think the offensive rebounds more than anything is what killed us, because they were getting second opportunities if they did miss. On top of us going down and not really making any shots, I think we scored 2 points in the last 5 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, there again, you know, 17-2 run. Not that I'm a coach and know these things. I just 17-2 in the last 5 minutes. You know, you're not going to win many games unless you're up 25, which we weren't.
What do you think will happen as you get more comfortable in the offense? Do you think you'll have even better shots, or you'll be comfortable with where they come?
I'm pretty much learning where they're coming from now. I guess they can get better. I don't know. That'd be great too. I feel like the shots I'm getting are within the floor offense, and I kind of know it, where they come. I mean, until you've seen every defense against our offense, I guess I won't know that, you know. And then we kind of throw our counters or whatnot after against that. But as of right now, I know what's going on. You know, I've done a lot of watching film as far as learning the offense for that reason. You know, playing Jay Rich's positions and seeing how he was getting his shots and, you know, what they were trying to take away from him, and, you know, or how he was getting it in within the Florida offense, transition, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, that helped me. But it's nothing like actually going through it, actually being out there on the court every day. So, I feel good.
Alvin talked about the need for a go-to guy down the stretch that maybe can draw fouls and things like that.
Yeah. I'm all for it. You know, I've been there before. You know, I feel confident. I feel comfortable in that position because I've been there before. Doesn't scare me. You know, I'm not afraid to take the shot if it's there. I'm just a sore loser when I miss the shot. So sometimes you guys will see it, and sometimes, you know, you won't. I just go tear up my own house. you know, but that's just how it is. But I enjoy the moment and being in that position, and I'm not afraid to fail. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, being in that position when a coach has the confidence and your team has the confidence. You can't be afraid to fail. You can't be afraid to take the shot regardless. And, you know, can you hold your head up high? You know, a lot of guys can take one shot, have success, and then take the next two and fail. What happens the next time? Will they take it or will they pass it? I mean, I'm still going to make the best possible play, you know. And I've been criticized for that, for passing up on a shot that they felt I should have taken when I made the pass to a guy who was wide open and missed the shot. But I'm willing to accept that as well, you know. So, yes, I don't have a problem with that. All that to say.
That's probably what Steve heard the other night, but he wasn't aggressive enough and just passed him to the guys that missed.
I mean, yeah, we all were missing, and he was on fire. But at the same time, you know, he's a floor general, and he put us in positions where we were hitting those shots in the third quarter. We were hitting them early in the fourth, and we just weren't hitting shots anymore. So we kind of got a little just rattled and flustered as a team. So it's not, you know, one person's fault. It's not his fault, because, you know, you can say that he didn't put us in positions to score or succeed, but you can't, because he did. And we didn't hit shots. We missed short, we missed open threes. We missed little short jumpers. We even turned the ball over. Just careless things that we did not do in 43 minutes.
We need 100%.
100%? No. I wouldn't say 100%. I got. Oh yeah, for sure. Oh no, if it was under 50, I wouldn't go out there. But bumped knees in that Detroit game with somebody, I can't remember now. So it's just a little bruised more than anything. I'm like, that's just the way it works. You know, he couldn't hit my right knee. He goes for the left knee. But it just happened. But, no, but I still feel good and can play.
A couple years ago, Steve re-signed here, you know, even after not making the playoffs, and said that he was just looking for a positive environment to grow in and build something here in Foundation. At your point in career, what are you looking for? How do you approach it?
Pretty much the same thing. I think that's like an older guy's thing.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you want to win. You want to accomplish all, you know, and want to accomplish the goal of winning the championship. And you want positivity. You know, you want to be around there. Once you get in the end, it's all about positive movement and, you know, and kind of help mold the other guys, best of the guys that's under you. And coming to this team, I just wanted to, you know, I like the positivity around here. He's very positive. Mm-hmm. Grant is very positive. And it's still all about winning. And that's what I like. Everybody here is about winning. And the one thing that can break the camel's back, if you would, is when a team goes in a funk and you're spiraling, the separation in the team, because I've been on a team like that. Instead of a team, it's five individuals walk on the court, you know, they go five different ways, and that doesn't happen here, and it hasn't happened here, and I'm shut up and I haven't seen that yet, and it's just positive. I mean today we have very upbeat practice. You know, we just lost a painful game. Guys came in the next day, upbeat, getting better, because we still believe in ourselves. And if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to win. And you don't see that here. Everybody believes, and you know, it's great to see. And it makes it fun to still come to work every day and put your work in. And each individual comes and puts their work in, because we still believe. You know, we look around in the locker room and in practice every day. I trust each and every guy here, and I'm the new guy here. I believe that they're going to come to play each and every night.
And you can tell that from the get-go when you walk in somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, since we've been here, I mean, we haven't won many games since I've been here. Mm-hmm. And the positivity, when we walk around like we won them all. And that's good for your mental. You know, mentally, you walk out there still feeling confident, feeling like, you know, we're going to be okay. And I really do. You know, and maybe you guys could see or think different, but, you know, it's about the guys that step on that court each and every day. Regardless, you know, when you're playing at home, when you're playing on the road, we're going to want to have to fight for each other each and every night. And if we don't believe in each other, who will?
Mm-hmm. You sound like a motivator.
But it's true.